Welcome to another episode of Bear It All, here at Bear It All. Our mission is to empower you to live a life of purpose and step into your power. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so at rsbearitall, that's Twitter, and at facebook.com/3bearitall. And our email address is bearitall3@hotmail.com. To all of our supporters, we thank you so very much for your continued support. I am your host, Dr. Raquel Stewart. If you are new to Bear It All, we want to welcome you. So sit back, relax, and get ready to bear it all. So before we bring on our guest today, and our topic of conversation is, empty nest syndrome, I just want to, as always, update you on some hot topics and just things that I find interesting. And one of them, of course, is always, this presidential race. And Donald Trump is going to Donald Trump's attacks for Hillary Clinton. Of course, he's going to bring up, former President Clinton, Bill Clinton's infidelities. He's going to bring up Benghazi. And he's going to attempt to portray Hillary as fundamentally corrupt. Now, if you want to read more about that, pick up the New York Times and take a look at what's being called his psychological warfare tactics. Now, it's really interesting because Angelina Jolie has a response for him, and she's saying that it's hard to hear this is coming. And she, when she makes this comment, let me just preface it by saying that she's responding to Trump's anti-Muslim rhetoric. And what she's saying is that it's hard to hear this is coming from someone who is pressing to be an American president. I mean, for what it's worth, the things that some things that come out of his mouth, I understand you're running for president and I understand all the freedom of speech and some things, but you need a president who is not going to absolutely offend everyone or just about everyone. So you need somebody who can have some, what am I looking for? The word that I'm looking for, some type of control. You know, of their tongue and what comes out of it. But as I always say, I want you guys to continue to follow this presidential race, whether you like the candidates or you don't. And I say this every week because it's so important that we know what's going on, who is running for, because, you know, it's so funny. We were doing, as a part of one of the street views for my up-and-coming talk show, is we're asking about the candidates and what people think and what's the first word that comes to mind. And I'm so surprised at some of the responses when we mention certain candidates and their name. One person was like, huh? Like, who's that? And that's amazing. And whether they were being sarcastic or not, we still really, really need to be aware of our candidates and what they stand for. I have no idea what's going on in my throat today, but it feels kind of weird. I sound almost like I can't even hear myself. But anyway, for all you Game of Throners out there, let's get off of the political arena for a minute. It's changing up the way it portrays women. And it's so interesting because I had my students do a reaction paper on media and psychology. And one of my students actually used the Game of Thrones and how they portray women. So now to see this making the news is that what they're looking to do is have several of the ladies in the show take on new challenges. So I guess they're realizing, hey, women can do more than the typical standards that we're portrayed as when it comes to shows and movies and that kind of stuff. Just a little entertainment news, I guess. Tyga, and I really don't talk about the Kardashians, but I found this interesting. Tyga is surprisingly real about his breakup with Kylie Jenner, and I found it interesting that he's willing to come out. And so tonight we've got a really great topic for all of the people who are about to experience the empty nest or who are experiencing it, and kind of like, what do you do? And for those that don't know what the empty nest is, that's when the kids are grown and they leave home. And the parent is now left by themselves, and it becomes, well, what do we do? Or what do I do? You know, you're so used to having that other person around, and now they're not there. So our guest, which is going to be very weird for me, let me just say, because her name is Raquel, just like mine, spelled the exact same way. And so it's throwing me off to actually be able to say my own name and then have somebody else respond. and she says the same way. This Raquel is just an amazing young lady, and I'm so glad that we got to get in touch and communicate. And this is really and truly her passion on helping women, especially with this conquer this empty nest syndrome. It's usually at times like this where couples have to, they rediscover each other, I guess, once the kids have left the home. They need to figure out who they are, if they're a single parent, who they are apart from their kids. You know, parents do really do a lot, and they offer so much, and they give so much of their time and who they are. So when the kids grow up and leave, it's kind of like, okay, now what do I do? You know, and Raquel is definitely going to give us some, some guidance on that. Because as I said, this is her passion. If you guys want to dial in and listen in, or get on the phone and talk with us. We would really like that. You can call in number is 347-855-8229. Now, before I bring her on, I want to have a little conversation on, this thing called life. I went to a funeral early this week, and what came to mind was, people wait until they're either attending a funeral and then they start contemplating life and the meaning of their life and what they're doing with their life. And my question is, why are we waiting until we're at a funeral? Why are we not thinking about this stuff or about our life and what we're doing with our life and how we're going to create possibilities for our own lives? Why are we not thinking about that prior to the death of a loved one or a friend or whomever? So it got me to really start thinking about why people wait until that time to do that. And I find it very interesting. And some of the people that were at the funeral, I asked one person in particular, and it's like, because that makes it real that this is going to be the end result for everyone, meaning death is the end result for everyone. So, I always try to encourage people to live your life. Don't wait. If there's something you want to do, go out and do it, whatever it is. It's nice to have a support system to back you and be there for you and encourage you and empower you, but not everyone has that support system. So even if you don't have that support system, it's important for you to still get out there and live life. Start experiencing new things, make a new friend, shake things up, do things differently. Get out there and just put yourself out there and be bold. Take a leap of faith. Live, and too many people are just simply existing and they're not living life. They're not being proactive in their own life. And they're just sitting around like, okay, I'll just wait until. What are we waiting for? What's the purpose of this thing that we're doing? We're waiting. What are we waiting for? What are we hoping that's going to happen? Some people sit around and they talk about, well, I'm waiting for, better timing, more money, all these reasons and excuses that people come up with. And it's just called living. Just live. If there's something you want to do, go out there and do it. Because definitely, guys, if you don't know, our days truly are numbered. we are definitely only here for a limited time, and it's time for us to start living. Get involved. Be active. Take a class. I mean, a class like, I don't want to say needlepoint even, or what's the one where you the artwork and you're making the clay and molding it into something. Do something different. Just shake things up, every now and again, but live life. Don't wait until you are on your deathbed and say, I should have done. I should have done this. At that point in time, you want to be thinking, wow, I'm so glad that I've done everything I wanted to do, and now I'm on to the next phase of my life. My body is done here on earth, but, there's more. There's more to be had. So I just had to throw that out there because it's something that was on my mind. It's something that those of you that follow me will see a video on that pretty soon. In the next couple of days, you'll see a video. And it was just food for thought for me. It's interesting to look around and just see everyone's face. And here's the other thing that I want to add before I introduce our guest is, don't wait to tell someone you appreciate them and you love them and how much they mean to you in your life. Don't wait. Tell them. You never know how that will impact a person's life, just to hear that. We all need, some validation, and it's nice to receive compliments and hear people say, I love you, I support you. So don't wait. Don't wait until, the person is near death. Do that every day. That should just be something that comes so natural for us to do. Okay, so I want us to just be aware of the people in our lives and appreciate them. And don't take them for granted. And we do that sometimes. But be mindful is my whole point. Just be mindful of those that are around you and those that are supporting you. You know, it's important to have a support system, and it can help us tremendously get further and do things in our lives. All right? So without any more, let me just read about our guest and what she's up to, because I'm so excited to bring her on and hear, you know, tips and techniques. I love when people have a passion for helping others, and they're, like, super excited when they're talking about it and want to share so much information. So, and again, believe me, it's very weird to say my own name and be talking about somebody else, but that's what I'm doing. So Raquel R. James has a passion for empowering women who are empty nesters or simply gracefully embracing middle age and senior status. I love that. She absolutely loves helping these ladies transform their lives. As she serves her God-given purpose, it's her intent to inspire, encourage, and empower women to live their lives intentionally, on purpose, and in purpose. In so doing, she helps them take ownership of who they are, master their passions to make an impact, discover their purpose, and ultimately master their brand new reality. Raquel is committed to serving as a catalyst to transformation in the lives of these ladies, dedicated to changing the trajectory of their lives as they define what next, what now. She is America's number one empty nest and senior lifestyle strategist, a transformational speaker, creator of Mamas on the Rise, and the owner and CEO of RJ Reshapes, LLC. In addition, Raquel is an authorized relationship program leader and certified PIC, a partner and marriage links instructor. Raquel has taken on many roles throughout her career and lifetime. For more than 20 years, she has worked in human service professions. She has served as a therapist, counselor, group facilitator, employment specialist, and coach. The roles that she takes the most pride in are that of mother, grandmother, daughter, sister, aunt, and mother-in-law. Mother-in-love and law. I like that. She holds a Master's of Social Work degree from Fordham University in New York, as well as a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Service from Springfield College in Massachusetts. Raquel has embarked upon a lifelong journey of reshaping her life by taking her passion and allowing it to help her serve her purpose while helping others do the same. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to Bear It All, Ms. Raquel James. Hi, Raquel.
Hi there, Raquel.
Oh,
that sounds
so,
weird. Strange. It's like I'm talking.
We're going to be laughing at that all night. That's so weird. But welcome to Bear It All. Thank you so much for being here.
You are welcome, and thank you for having me. I don't know how often I'm going to be able to say your name. So,
yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, okay, I think that'll be like the last time I say that I say my name, actually.
Exactly.
But, wow, this is so amazing. So empty nesters. Now, before I got you on the call, I was explaining what, you know, empty nest means, and but I'm giving them, of course, the technical term. It's simply the kids are out of the house now, and it's just you or just you and your partner, and y'all figuring out now what. So my first question is, what got you interested in such a passion for working with empty nesters?
Well, that's an easy one. I am embarking upon that phase. My daughters are 27, and the youngest will soon be 21. So the oldest has graduated college. She's married, has two grandsons, a son and love-in-law, and she's moving on. And my baby girl is a college student. She's on the dean's list, and soon she'll be out of the house. So when the oldest was about 14, I realized that someday she was going to leave. And about 6 years later, the youngest would leave. And I started to go into panic mode for a minute. Like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Oh, what am I going to do when these people leave? And, yeah, I need to figure that out. So I started thinking about it at that point. And at that point, I worked in corrections. So I did not like my job, not even a little bit. But I did it because as a single mom, it was necessary that I have a job that was stable and so on. And that was the first time it hit me that there was going to come a point, as my daughter was entering high school, that she'd exit high school and go off to college. And so I needed to start looking at my own life because I had been so focused on them and getting them mm-hmm. to where they need to go that I forgot about myself. So just in the past few years, I realized I was starting to run into so many women who were in that phase. And I was fortunate that I had reached that place earlier. So now, as we're here, I'm not in panic. I'm pretty darn excited. And I know what I'm supposed to do with myself. So I meet all these women who have that same story. Some are really, really, really going through depression and anxiety and just really stressed about this whole concept of being without their children. And some of these women are married, some are single, but they all have the same emotions surrounding this. It's like they have grief, they have loss. And I'm trying to explain, no, we don't need all of that. I understand it, but it's not even necessary. We can bypass it and get right to the fun.
Wow. Now, mm-hmm. how do you get past grief and loss? Because you really are experiencing a loss of someone that you've had around for, whatever, 18, 21 years. Like, how do you get past the grief and loss?
You get past that because you start to get to know yourself. What I find is the women who have the most challenging time with this are those that have lost their sense of self. So they don't know who they are. So a lot of that grief is really about losing this person, your child is leaving and going off to school, but they're not passing on. They're going to live this leg of their life that you raised them to get to, because ideally we want to raise strong, self-sufficient individuals that can go out into the world and make a difference. So once you've gotten to that place, it should be a time of joy. So what I do is start to focus on them. Now we need to look at you. What are you passionate about? What's your purpose? What's your calling? And so many women will say, well, my calling was to be a mother. No, that was a part of your journey, but that's not your calling. You know, we each have a call on our life to do something great. There's greatness in each of us. So we just need to unravel that. And that really starts with a sense of self, okay, I'm talking in reverse, and once they do that, can you tell someone's a little tired tonight, but once they do that, start to realize that there are dreams that they had long ago, and that they are passionate about some things, and they just need to rediscover that, and we go way back, we do some digging. Because for many moms, like you said, it's been 18 years. Some it's been 20, 22, 25 years. And their focus has remained on their children or their spouse. And so they start to look inward. I like to do what I call a core check. And so what it is essentially it's the process of checking. I'll give you my definition and then I'll tell you how I explain it. The process of checking one's core in the figurative sense. A process of discovery by which one explores the various characteristics, values, and beliefs that make an individual unique. Now, I like to say that it's really checking to see who you be. Now, I know that's grammatically incorrect in many ways.
We got you.
you got me? So it's about who you be. And so we have to do some soul searching, some digging. You've got to look at the good, the bad, the ugly, claim it all as your own, and then decide what you do next. And so that's where most people get stuck, you know, in that piece where you can identify things that you dislike. And women have a really easy time identifying those things they dislike, but they don't know what to do with them. But they struggle to find the good, you know, good characteristics. The first thing they say is, well, I was a good mom. Well, that's great. So what does that mean? And what characteristics of being a good mom make you? Because you're more than a mom. But we tend to walk around saying, we introduce ourselves that way. Hi, I'm so-and-so's mom.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay. And what's your name? Did you have one of those? I even found myself, oddly enough, I did that recently at church. I said, hi, I'm Ariel's mom. And the gentleman said, oh, well, what's your name, Ariel's mom? And I said, well, there's a good question.
Yes, you know, yes, so yes. We, I guess you identify so much with that role.
You do.
Now, you said something interesting. You said that you helped them, you know, discover their sense of self. So is there a way for, and since you work with women, I'll say, is there a way for mothers to maintain that sense of self throughout rearing a child?
Definitely. There definitely is. But we have to be very intentional about it and recognize that, you know, although this is a role, it's one of the many roles that we have as women, but you've got to be intentional about having a sense of self. So that looks like taking time out to rekindle those things that you're passionate about, to do things for yourself. I know we all talk about me time and, you know, take some time for yourself and all those things. And it sounds great in theory, but we don't do it enough. And so many moms are overwhelmed that by the time they get to me time is like ice cream in a bath. Or that was my me time. It was Häagen-Dazs butter pecan in a bubble bath and some candles and close the door. But there's no sense of self-discovery in that process.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was happy. I was ecstatic about that. Make no qualms about it. I was very happy to have that. But that didn't allow me to get to know myself.
Right.
That was me. You know, that was just some quiet time. But in that quiet time, I needed to do some self-work. So when I finally recognized that I was going to get to this place where I needed to know myself and figure out what I wanted to do with my life, at that point, I started the process of self-development and looking at me. So for me, that looked like reading books that fed my spirit, that fed my soul, and that really kind of propelled me to do something. Like, you've got to take some action. What are you going to do? And so I found books, I found seminars. Then I started to think about, what do I enjoy? What do I like to do? You know, what did I do in the past that I really enjoyed? And all I knew at that point was I really love to help people. So I would suggest for any woman that wants to maintain a sense of self as opposed to having to go back and find it, I would suggest strongly that she really take time, be very intentional about it, schedule the time, just like we schedule appointments with everyone else and we stand firm in that and we commit to things and we hold our commitments. So commit to yourself. Give yourself a standing appointment in your on your calendar, standing appointment with you. And it's non-negotiable. You have to be able to say no and recognize that that is a complete sentence. There is no further explanation needed. Like, no, I'm busy on that day. And that's okay. So that would be my first suggestion for anyone who wants to maintain. If you're not at the place where your kids are growing up and you still have that time, do it now. Don't wait until they're 14 and 15 or until they're in college and then you're really stressed because you have this separation anxiety because that has been your entire life. That's how you identify yourself.
Now, is there – you said a couple of things, and one, let me take this first one. And how do they get to know themselves? I know you said spend time reading, and but how else can they get to know themselves?
With a core check. And you can do this before you get to this place. It'd be great if you did. You start to look at the characteristics of you. What are those things that are great about you? What are the things that you're good at? What are the inherent characteristics that make you you? You know, we love to say, well, that's just the way I am. One of my daughters used to always say, well, that's the way God made me when she got in trouble. And I go, okay. That could be partially true. But the decisions that you made, the choices that you make, those are yours. That wasn't about God. You know, so starting to look at those inherent characteristics that make you you, And then looking at those exterior characteristics, what are the things that you've learned along the way that created this woman that you are now? And as you're looking at those things, look at your strengths, your weaknesses, and recognize that sometimes something that's positive or something that you view as a negative may actually be a strength or vice versa, you know? So really looking at those things and digging. And then asking yourself, what are my core values? What do I stand firm on? Like, what are my beliefs? Can I do this particular job or, you know, have this career and be okay with it? What are my core values? Agencies have mission statements, right? What's your mission statement? What do you believe? What are you standing on? And then passion. I am a firm believer. You know, some people say passion and purpose are two separate things. I believe that your passion will feed into your purpose, because I just don't believe that I'm called to serve a purpose that I'm not passionate and excited about, and that I can't give everything and feel great about doing this thing, you know. So you've got to know what you're passionate about, and it could start somewhere really small. You don't have to go out and save the world today, but look back at those things that you were passionate about, and I'll give you an example. When I was a little girl, I was always made to speak in little contests in elementary school. Hated it. Didn't want to be standing up there talking about anything, but I was a talker without question in class when I should have been quiet. Different story. And so
next time,
the teachers recognized it, and so they said, okay, well, let's take advantage of that. You talk. You do that well, you'll be the person. So you'll compete in this contest, and you'll do these things. And I did that begrudgingly. But over a period of time, I became comfortable in that space. And then I recognized, you know, I always did like that. I just didn't know. I wasn't really comfortable, I guess you could say. But I enjoyed it. And so that, I look at the things that I did for fun. It was always something to do with entertainment, whether it be singing, dancing, acting, whatever it was, some little skit, I was all for it. Like, let's do that. That's fun. But there was always a part of me that sought out those people that needed some help. I always wanted to help. So as I started looking at my passion, I thought, okay, I like these things, but I really love to help people. That speaks to me. That does something great for me. So how do I combine these things? And that led me to social work at the time. And then, ultimately, social work led me on down the journey. And here I am. It led me to finding that I'm more passionate about empowering people. And I hate that word because it's thrown around all the time. But I really like to help guide people along their journey. We just get so distracted by small things. So I'm always saying that, you know, don't let the small distraction stop you from doing the big thing. But that's what we do all the time. So I like to kind of keep people on task as it relates to passion, purpose, and that journey. So those are just a few of the things that you do.
I absolutely love it. Now, is it different for, and I know you work primarily with women, but what if it's a couple that's experiencing the empty nest syndrome? Is it the same kind of, you've got to discover your core, you've got to do this searching and know who you are for a couple, or is it different?
I would say there's a few components in that. I've worked with couples in the past prior to this business, but as a therapist, and they were generally a lot older. And what I found with them was that most often men might struggle a little bit with watching their, especially their daughters, go off to college. Their sons, they're a little more apt to say, bad boy, get on out there and go live your life and be a man, you know.
Right.
They miss them, and they miss the relationship with their sons, but they do not experience the same level of loss, that sense of loss and grief and anxiety generally, because many men by themselves by the role of their job outside of the home. So most often their identity is steeped in this job. I'm your dad, but I'm a firefighter. I'm your dad, but I'm an attorney. I'm your dad, but I'm the teacher. Whatever I am outside of the home is usually the primary role that they've identified themselves by. So it's not as hard for them. But when they are a couple, the other piece that's huge is that they have often kind of grown apart in some ways. They don't know, you know, what their spouse is passionate about right now, because for years, a lot of times it's been focused on the kids. Like, you go to work, I go to work, we come home, we eat, we do whatever we got to do. But we don't necessarily have that time, just like me time. We don't necessarily have couple time. I will say, these days I've seen so many more people talking about a date night and being more mindful about it. I see that a lot now. I know when I was growing up, I didn't hear anybody talking about a date night. They were talking about going to work.
Family night.
Exactly. Family night. Let's go over here to the park or whatever we're doing. But there was not a lot of couple time. So that's where couples have to do the work. They have to work as individuals, you know, and find themselves individually and go back and find those passions and all those things. But then as a couple, they have to come together and find their common ground. Because now they're in a space that was full before, and they had someone else that demanded their time and attention. And now you're just looking at me, and I'm looking at you, and wondering why you're looking at me looking at you. Right? So what are we going to do besides look at each other? So it comes down to really having a desire to get to know each other again, because that's a big part of it. It's like you're getting to know each other once again, and you're also getting to know yourself.
Yeah. I love it. And I love the fact that you said people need to have a mission statement. So now I'll ask you, what's your mission statement?
My mission statement is that I want to live a life, the life that God has called me to live. I want to be purposeful, purpose-filled, and I want to live in such a way that I live full and die empty, meaning that when I die, I don't want to have any gift that I was given unused. I want to know that I did everything that I was called to do, that I served people in a way that impacted their lives. Even if it's one person, then I'm okay with that. But that's essentially what I'm called to do. So I want to do that. I want to live full, die empty, give everything I have. And when it's over, be glad that I'm moving on to that next dimension with my Lord and Savior. And, that's it.
You know, it's funny. I love that last piece of live full and die empty, because I was just telling the listeners that, you know, I attended a funeral earlier this week, and it made me think about people thinking about their own life when they're at a funeral, and it's like, oh, my gosh, what have I done with my life? And I said to the audience, it's like, you've got to live life. So that when you are on you're knocking on death's door and going on to the next phase, you're leaving your body behind, but you're going on to the next phase. You're not like, oh, I wish I could have done, and oh man, I didn't do, and why didn't you do? Like, that's why we're here. We're here to take this step, shake things up, and take a risk on you. I'm not telling you to go do something off the wall and absolutely crazy, like say if you can balance on a tightrope. I mean, if that's what you want to do, make sure there's a safety net. But I'm talking about living life. Instead of just sitting back and watching it and talking about it and seeing other people live life, you can do the same thing. You know, so that going to that funeral made me think about what people think about and how they think about their own lives when they're at a funeral. Now, so it's interesting that you say die empty, because, that's pretty much how you want to live your life.
Exactly. I have to say this. I am going to a funeral on Saturday for someone who was fairly young and passed of cancer. And you're right. Mm-hmm. Every time that you have to attend a funeral and you look at your life and you start to assess, I've been to enough funerals to know that's a key component of our lives. We've got to take risks. We've got to walk by faith. And it's not always going to be comfortable. I've been talking about this comfort thing all week. It just keeps coming up. But we've got to get really, really comfortable being uncomfortable, because that's the only way that we'll step out on faith and do that thing that seems crazy to the person standing next to you. And no, it's not the tightrope, but even just following your dream, you know, and living a life that you really want to live is so important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm realizing, though, this, I guess, in the past couple of weeks, is that sometimes, and I know for me, is I get so engrossed in my passion and building, and, you know, we talk about building an empire, that I lose focus of everything else around me. So here's what's been happening to me, and it's only Wednesday, so I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen Thursday and Friday. And it's nothing like great and exciting, but here's what's been happening. A lot of people have been telling me the same story. You need to start paying attention, you know, to what you're saying and what you're doing. And you need to take a step back sometimes, and you need to take a minute out for you. And it's like, yeah, I've been feeling that way. I just haven't done it. So it's interesting to hear you say, you know, take some time out for you. Have that bubble bath. And I don't like baths per se. I'm a shower kind of girl, but because I always feel like I have to be doing something, and in a bath you're not doing anything. But that's just me and my mindset. I know, it's so
that's
insane.
That's the first
Everybody
time I've heard that
me.
One.
From a woman. I know. Trust me. I hear myself saying it. It's like, what? Just lay there. No, I can't do it. So I know. I hear it. But I'm learning. So today, and I'll be honest with you, since the show is called Bear It All, today I did not respond to pretty much any email. The only email I was looking for was yours to see, you know, if everything was going on as scheduled. Other than that, and it, you know how it felt? It felt really good to kind of pull back from social media, which consumes our lives if we let it. It felt really good. And I can tell you, I'm going to have more of those days because, yes, I'm building an empire. Yes, I'm working on different things. But, yes, I still need to focus on me. You know, and not lose me, and you've got to keep doing it. So that was my point, is that that's something that you just don't do. Okay, when the kids leave, they first leave, and yay, I did it. And then, no, you have to continuously do it. But we get so caught up in life that sometimes it's like we put us on the back burner. And I'm like, okay, no, time to take me off and let me have my time. Let me get to reevaluate me and make sure that what I'm doing is what I'm called to do.
Mm-hmm. True. So, and you see, that's your situation, and you're not a mom, but you are a woman. And whatever it is that we are building, whether it's building our children up, building empires, we can get really engrossed and just be in that process, excuse me, to the extent that we forget about taking care of ourselves. But we can't pour from empty cups.
You're absolutely
right. As you're building an empire, and you're filling everyone's cup along the way. You're on, you know, your show talking and sharing insight and wisdom with people all the time. And you're just pouring out. And at some point, the cup's empty.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to refill the cup? You know, so what I've had to learn is that you do have to take the time. And I have to surround myself with people who can pour into me so that I'm not always pouring out.
Right. That's important.
You know, you've got to have that wise counsel, someone to sit and say, hey, yeah, you do need to sit down and just be still.
Yeah.
You know.
That's exactly what my girlfriend
said to me
today.
Well, you call her back and say thank you because she's your friend. Because your real friends will tell you, I know mine will. Raquel, sit down. Be quiet.
Yeah.
Take a break.
That's what she told me today. She was like, you're not getting it. I'm speaking, but you're not listening. And I'm like, I hear you. I know. She's like, okay, I'm just saying, I'm talking and you're not listening. You need to take a step back. You need to get in a quiet space. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I know. I just didn't do. And she's like, well, that's part of the problem. You've got to do. So it's like, okay, we've got, I'm telling you, it's so interesting. She's really great, someone that I'm so glad that God brought into my life. And it helps a lot that she's, you know, a Christian. Mm-hmm. And because then we can talk, we have a different conversation, you know, than you do with someone who isn't saved. Not that I don't have friends who aren't saved. I do, but it's a different conversation. So certain things I'll go to her with, you know, and she's just like, she'll start throwing scriptures at me. You know, you get convicted when people start doing that. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
The whole different story. Different story.
It is. You have those friends, but you need those friends.
Oh, yeah.
You need those, you know. And I agree. I love that I have those friends, and I do have unsaved friends. And so I just think it's a nice little balance, but they will convict you of scripture real fast.
All right, girl. Let me go. Listen, I'm quick to be like, okay, yes, I get it. But I want to hear about this Mamas on the Rise. Let's talk about Mamas on the Rise. I love the name. I absolutely love it. Tell us all about Mamas on the Rise.
Mamas on the Rise, the movement that I'm creating or have created, and we're moving right along, growing. But it's a group of mamas who are doing exactly that. They're rising. They're rising up. They are changing their lives, and they're comfortable being unapologetic and moving forward without any hesitation and not being fearful about everything that goes on, and just being warriors, moving out there fearlessly and saying, you know what, it's okay if I fall. I'm going to get back up, and I'm going to keep on moving. So these are those mamas who their babies are growing up, and maybe they're in middle school, maybe they're in high school, maybe they're already in college, but they're recognizing that, okay, I've got to rise up. I don't even know what that looks like for me. I sat with a client yesterday, great example. I sat with a client yesterday. Her children are grown. And she recognized maybe 2 years ago, that she needed to change some things about her life. And she was afraid. Weight was one of the things, and then just other factors to figure out what she was getting ready to do when they all left.
Mm-hmm.
And it took her some time. But she said something to me yesterday that really excited me. She said, I'm right on the edge. Like the things I wasn't willing to try, I'm on the edge. Like now I'm thinking about them. And I thought, all right, we're getting there. We're going to get there. We are about to rise up. In a little while, you will be soaring, girlfriend. But in that moment, she recognized something. There were things. She started naming things. Oh, I would never do that before. But now I'm thinking about it. Everything from food that she would need to experiences that she wanted to have but was just too afraid to have. So that for me is exciting. Those are my mamas on the rise, those women who have decided, okay, it's time for a change. I don't even know what it looks like. I don't know what my purpose is, but guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to rise. In the midst of this thing that challenged me, I'm still going to rise. Even though I'm completely afraid, I'm going to rise. I tell them all the time, just do it scared. Do it scared.
That's
what it is. I know that the scripture says we were not given the spirit of fear.
A spirit of fear,
but
yes.
I know in our flesh we do become fearful. We just have to decide that we're going to conquer the fear and move past it. We can't let it hold us. So those are the mamas on the rise. Those are the women that I'm working with, those ladies who've made a decision. They've drawn a line in the sand, and they're just moving.
I love it. I love the name. I commend the warriors. Get on your grind, ladies. Now tell us about RJ Reshapes. What's RJ Reshapes?
RJ Reshapes is my overreaching business that will hold all these different components that are in my head and some that have already come out. So my coaching business, where I work with individuals and facilitate groups and so on, it's all under that umbrella. And there are so many other things that I have on my heart to do and that I know that I will do. So they'll all be under that umbrella. And we're just about reshaping lives. Raquel James reshapes. That's what we're going to do. And so I am, as I said, I'm reshaping my life all the time. It's a constant work in progress. And, you know, God just gives you things like, oh, let's do that. Okay, let's do it. And so I just want to bring other people along and help them do the same thing. I came up with that name thinking about how we're all on the potter's wheel and we're being molded like clay. And so this was years ago, 6, 7 years ago, but it just stuck with me. I'm like, okay, I'm not reshaping, but I know who can. So it just really spoke to me, and that's what the business is all about.
I absolutely love it. I'm listening to you talk about the clay and molding it, and I used that example when I was speaking to the audience before I brought you on, and I was telling them, I don't care if it's a pottery class that you're taking, you know, whatever it is, just go and do it, do something. So we seem to be, besides having an amazing name that we share, yes, amazing name. I mean, geez, can't get any better. But we're on the same path, and I totally agree with you that it's always, we're always changing. You know, who we are day to day, like the person I am today, not like you're bipolar. We're not saying that, or schizophrenic. But we change. Something happened today that's going to change me tomorrow. And it may be a slight change, but nonetheless, it's going to be a change. I know I definitely changed from last week where I was constantly on my grind to this week. It's like, no, I think it's a lot more about me now. Let me get me, you know. So we're constantly changing, and that's a part of life. It's what change is the only constant in life.
Yeah.
You can guarantee that change is going to take place, whether you fight it or you go with it. Change is going to happen, you know, and it comes to grow us up, to stretch us, to build our character. So I'm telling you, it's best to go with it. It's a good thing. And I love Mamas on the Rise. I absolutely love what you do and teaching women about not grieving the loss, teaching women about their core values and learning what they are, and more importantly, teaching women that they have a mission statement for them about themselves. So you're giving them a lot of work that's, it's great, a lot of work that's a lot of introspection, because this is not something somebody can tell you. You know, this is something that you have to know within yourself. And in order to know that, you have to spend time with you, you know. So in the time that we've got left, I want you to give, you know, our listening audience your contact information in case they want to reach out to you. They've got questions. They're like, oh, my God, I'm about to be an empty nester. I don't know what to do. And they're, like, freaking out. Or they may not be close to being an empty nester, but they still are freaking out because they don't have this mission statement. They don't have these core values, and they don't know who they are, and they still need you.
That's so wonderful. I'd love to hear from them. Okay. Well, there are a few ways that you can reach me. You can reach me via my website, which is RaquelRJames.com. That's RaquelRJames, as in Sam.com. You can reach me on Facebook. I'm there frequently at Raquel R. James as well. I'm also on Periscope on Tuesday and Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So shoot me an email. You can do that via the website, or you can just shoot it to Raquel at RaquelRJames.com. And I look forward to hearing from you and seeing how I can serve you.
Wow, that is just awesome.
I'm going to give away a little freebie for the core check.
Ooh.
If you just shoot me an email, I'll send you a link, and you'll get the questions that you need to ask yourself in a little chart that you can complete to start the process of checking your core.
Wow. Do I get to cash in on that freebie or no?
Of course you do.
Because
the greatest name
like, nope,
in the
you don't
world
get it,
for Pete's sake. How could I not share everything with you? Like, oh, yeah, I'll send that to her. And you spell it correctly. What more could I ask?
Absolutely. People are like, what are they talking about? We have the same name. It's spelled the exact same way, the correct way. And we just love it. It's so rare.
We
can I say? Listen, we spell it the right way. people out there named Raquel are pissed when they don't spell it. They spell it wrong. Go see your mom about that. I absolutely love what you do. Do you have anything upcoming, any kind of seminars, webinars, conferences that you're hosting? Anything for the folks? I know you've got a book. I'm putting that out there, so let me put that out in the universe.
Yeah, we'll be completed by the end of next month, and so we'll be getting that out there. And we have a couple of events coming up. Watch my website for dates. I'll be doing something called Jammies and Jewels, and that's an overnight kind of event for women to come on out and for us to do some of this work and get you moving forward and help you start rising. So we are trying to confirm the date, but keep your eyes on the website, RaquelRJames.com, and we'll have a little events page where you'll see everything that's going on. I also have a partnership with the Pinkpreneur Network here in Atlanta. And so we have some events coming up, and I post those when they're coming. There's one on the 24th. I'll be posting that, I believe, June 24th. And so, yeah, there are a few things coming down the pike, and I'd love to have you all join us.
Fantastic. You guys get on her website, RaquelRJames.com. That's RaquelRJames.com. And follow her. If you are in need of discovering your core values and your mission statement, your core check, definitely she's giving us a gift, which is always appreciated. I love guests that come on and give gifts. Get your core check from her. Get on the website. Hook up with this lady. Listen, guys, it comes down to this. When people are doing positive things, we should support them. I'm not even saying we need to. You should be supporting people when they're doing something positive to help others. And they're not being selfish with their gift, but they're freely sharing it. So don't come looking for, okay, well, you know, can you hook somebody up? No, this is also her job. This is what she does. It's her business. So I'm always looking for a freebie and a handout. And pay people their worth.
Preach.
I'm sorry. Am I just, like, having a moment? Let me get off my soapbox. But y'all need to stop asking for handouts and the freebies. We got bills just like you do. Pay people their worth. Okay? So don't try and hold out. Well, can I get a hookup? Yeah, at the next store. Go on about your business. You know what? I am so done. People are like,
I love
okay,
you.
Okay, something going on with her today. This is what happens when I'm not on my grind and I'm relaxed and I'm down. This is exactly what it's like, okay? But Raquel, I thank you so very much. We definitely want to hear more about your book. So we will definitely be bringing you back on, and not everything, just a little snippet, you know, so we can start. Definitely want to help you promote that. So definitely be in touch. And thank you. Thank you for your continued work and your continued service to moms. You know, they're very needed, and they need to know that they are still women and not just a mom.
Yes, indeed.
So I truly do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Raquel, for having me on and for your support. And please let me know if there's any way that I can serve you and your community. And I look forward to things with you in the future. You know, I have to say that you put a little bug in my ear pushing me about that whole Dr. Rock thing.
Oh.
One of those things I'm going to tell you, like your friend told you, I need you to go sit down and be quiet and be still. Because now you got my head working overtime, like, oh, okay, let me check out these programs. So I'll keep you posted on that as well, but I'm looking forward to getting to know more about what you do and supporting you however I can.
Absolutely, same here. Thank you again, and we will definitely be in touch.
Okay, you have a great night.
You too.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Guys, listen, as always, we thank Raquel so much for her nugget of wisdom. Definitely follow her at her website, RaquelRJames.com. And remember, your choices determine your destiny. If you do not like the direction your life is going, make different choices. Have a good night, and God bless.